want to just say, look, without pain, there is no healing. You have to open those wounds, and you know, you can get through the pain. And you'll be much better for it. You'll be healed, and you can move on, and you can help somebody else. Don't be afraid of a little pain.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the Living Hope Podcast, an outreach of Living Hope Church located at 352 Charles Hoke Road, Whitney, Pennsylvania. Please stay tuned to the end to hear a closing message from Pastor Doug. Now, let's join Pastor Doug as he shares from the Word of God.
Well, at this time, I'd like to have Mr. Ed Worrell come up here, Worrell Worley. Ed and Cheryl, let's give them a, yeah, make them feel them. Show your love, Apollo. Make Ed welcome. He hasn't got his wing woman with him here today. She's homesick, so lift up Ed. Father, we just thank you for Ed. God, as he begins to share the heart of Celebrate Recovery Ministry today, God, I just ask that you would touch people's lives, that they would know what is available to them to find hope, help, and healing. In Jesus' name. All right, Ed.
I'm Ed Worley. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and I ask God for his assistance because my wife was a teacher. I'm more like Exhibit A. Celebrate Recovery is a place where we go with our hurts, habits, and hang-ups. We meet Thursday night at 6:30 at the Hope Center in Latrobe on Ligonier Street. I encourage everyone to come there because there isn't anybody here, I don't see anybody, that doesn't have a hurt, habit, or a hang-up. And you know that little jerk that got kicked out of heaven? He uses those little hurts, habits, and hang-ups to keep you in prison so you can't experience the glorious life that God has for you. In Celebrate Recovery, 1 week we do a testimony. The next week, we do a teaching. The first thing you learn when you go there is, hey, I'm not the only jerk in the world. He did that too. You're not alone. We all can improve. And Celebrate Recovery is a great place to do it. After the large meeting, we break up into small groups. We go to codependency and dependency. Example of dependency is my alcoholism. I used to drink a fifth in a case a day. And God freed me from that. I thank him for that. As for codependency, I'm not as familiar with that, but I probably should be. It's when we do things for other people. Let me put this right. Okay. Cheryl wrote this down, and I didn't find it. Okay, my good feelings about who I am stem from being loved by you. That's a codependent thought. Your struggle affects my serenity. That's a codependent thought. And there's 21 of them here. I'll give you a couple more. Your clothing and personal appearance are dictated by my desires as I feel you're a reflection of me. That's codependency. I'm not aware of how I feel. I'm aware of how you feel. That's codependency. We need healing from these hurts. And I usually use myself as an example, so I'll do it again. I'm a Vietnam vet. I've been shot. I've been blown up. I've been burned 80% of my body. There's a lot of pain in that, but there is no recovery without that pain. For 3 weeks, I sat in a jacuzzi tub full of Betadine while nurses pulled 80% of my skin off. That's pain, okay? That's physical pain. We have spiritual pain from hurts, habits, and hang-ups of divorce, drinking, bad choices, drugs, sexual abuse, childhood beatings, whatever it might be, people talking down about us, even little things. I'll give you an example of that. I like humor. A couple months ago, I looked in the mirror in the morning. You know how you give yourself a little facial examination to see if you're not going to scare anybody? Well, in my little bald head, I had about an 8-inch-long curly hair coming up here. Right away, I heard that jerk that got kicked out of heaven saying, you knucklehead, look how stupid you look. I took my Jesus scissors and snipped that sucker off. I got healing. And that's what Celebrate Recovery is all about. That's what it's for. there isn't anybody here that shouldn't be a Celebrate Recovery. Don't be afraid. Step out. You will get healing. You become more of a better person. That's good English. more cured. You will grow. And I love you guys. I want to see you there. In Jesus' name, amen. Hit it, maestro.
Outside looking in, this is where grace begins. We were hungry, we were thirsty, with nothing left to give. Oh, the shape that we were in. And just when all hope seemed lost, love opened the door. To the young and to the older, all who hunger, all who thirst, all the last and all the first, all the paupers and the princes, all who failed, you've been forgiven, all who dream and all who suffer, all who loved and lost another, all the chained and all the free, all who follow, all who lead, anyone who's been let down, all the lost who have been found, all who've been labeled right or wrong, to everyone who hears this song. Come to the table, come join the sinners, you have been redeemed. To the table.
All right, we're going to have a testimony of codependency, I believe, codependency, Jessica. And I want to just say, look, without pain, there is no healing. You have to open those wounds, and you know, you can get through the pain. And you'll be much better for it. You'll be healed, and you can move on, and you can help somebody else. Don't be afraid of a little pain.
Good morning, everyone. I'm winging this today. This all just came to me this morning. I know God spoke to me. I have a lot going on right now in my life, and I wanted to share with everybody because I want everybody to know that you're not alone. If you do have a hurt, habit, or a hang-up, it may not, you know, it may be you, it may be somebody in your family. So through, I am the director at the Hope Center, and we host CR there on Thursday nights, and I've kind of always been, like they say in that song, on the outside looking in because of my fear to admit that I'm codependent. Just to let you know what's going on in my life this week, my older son, who has been in trouble with the law before, has gotten himself into trouble again, and he is currently incarcerated. He does have a marijuana and an alcohol problem, as well as anger issues, depression, and this is something that I have hid a lot from a lot of people because I've been ashamed of it, I've been embarrassed of it, and I can't do that anymore because it's not my fault. And I just want everybody out there to know that if you're struggling with something and you feel like something's your fault, you have to give it to God and you have to let God handle it for you. As I said, we have bailed him out 3 times in the past. And a wise man did tell us that, you know, each time we are saving Jordan's flesh, we are not saving his soul. God is the only one that can save his soul. So as heartbreaking of a decision that Randy and I made this week, we decided not to bail him out this time. We need to let God work in Jordan's life. And we had to do that. And believe me, it is so hard as a mom because, as Pastor Doug has said many times, it's like watching your heart walk around in someone else's body. And take it from me, it really is. Because this has been the hardest decision that I've had to make. And I am just so thankful for all the support of everybody. And, you know, I was ashamed and I was afraid. And I didn't want people to know what was going on in my life with Jordan and the mistakes that he's been making. But I can't do that anymore. If I can't tell people here and I can't be honest with the people in here, who can I be honest with? Because this is a place where you should not be judged. This is a place where you should be able to come with anything that is hurting you or holding you back from God. And that's what this group is for. This is what CR is all about. It is about everybody who has a hurt, habit, or hang up, just letting it go. It feels so much better to let it go. It's like a huge weight. Just lift it off of you whenever you hand it over to God. As much as it hurts, it is the right thing to do. And I'm just so thankful that I know God has been with Jordan in every mistake that he has made, because it could have been so much worse. He has not hurt himself. He has not hurt somebody else. It's just, you know, God has been there. And, you know, Jordan has struggled, and Jordan has met with Pastor Doug and has been saved, and he's just lost right now. He just turned away from God again and got lost. And, you know, I'm praying that this time in prison, he is alone with God. He has to face God. He has to, you know, die to himself and just spend this time to, you know, get in God's word and get right with the Lord. And I just, you know, want everybody to know that I appreciate your prayers, and if you could just continue to pray for our family. And also, you know, please, if anybody would like to talk to any of us about anything that you're going through, we are here, and we are not here to judge you. We are here to help you. And like that song said, we're all a bunch of motley crew of misfits. But we're here, you know, for anybody that needs us. And that's what I wanted to say today. So thank you all for listening.
Thank you, Jess. You know, when you go to war, you go as a team. And I know from special ops, you are a bunch of misfits, but you work together and you compensate for each other. And these are warriors up here. They were brave enough to open themselves up, and they got healing, and they got freedom. By God, that's what it's about. I want to be free, don't you? I love freedom. You want freedom, come to Celebrate Recovery. About ready to go into my Navy language. I better shut up. Caitlin. Here you go, Caitlin.
Hi, my name is Caitlin. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ. I know you heard Ed say that earlier. When you're in a meeting, you do start, you'll say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ." So I've struggled in my personal life with drugs, alcohol, and currently I am terrified of public speaking. So bear with me on this. But I am going to introduce our video on Celebration Place. So you can go ahead and play that.
I'm a grateful believer in Jesus. I struggle with lust and pornography addiction and codependency, and my name is Ryan. And this is my beautiful wife, who
is also a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, who struggles with the effects of my husband's addiction to pornography and pride. And my name is Kay. We are so grateful that we get to talk to you about Celebrate Recovery and its accompanying ministry of Celebration Place. Without this ministry and without a place for our children to go, this marriage would not exist. We have two boys, Jack, who is 7, and Paul, who is 4. And we talk about consistency in recovery. We say it after every meeting. Keep coming back, because it works if you work it, and it won't if you don't.
That consistency of this ministry not only was important for us in starting our own recovery, but also was crucial to our kids. And one of the things that we love about Celebration Place is each week the teachers and the people that are building relationships with our kids are the same. And we talk a lot in recovery about fake it till you make it. And it's that principle of practicing a concept or an idea or a habit until it becomes innate. That's kind of what we've experienced Jack and Paul do in a Celebration Place, is that they'll practice being in healthy relationships and talking about their feelings in a healthy way. The more that they practice those healthy behaviors, the more it's going to be ingrained in who they are in Christ.
And what I've really enjoyed about Celebration Place is they have this journal page that they come home with every night. And this is what makes it different than just Sunday school, is they come home every night with this sheet that tells them, you know, was I feeling happy, sad, or angry this week? And then they draw a picture or describe that and what they're feeling like and how they felt that week. And so it's creating this emotional intelligence in our boys that we then get to use at home. Just like we're having those relationships, those accountability partner and sponsor relationships, they're building a true, authentic community. And also on Friday nights when we're at a CR meeting and there's a lesson, then we are learning these principles. Just the other night, we were listening to how to admit our wrongs. And that same night in Celebration Place, our boys were asked a very similar question. What does it feel like when I have a secret? So as we're learning the same things on a Friday night, they're doing the same thing in their small groups. And it's allowing us to have a deeper relationship with our boys, for them to connect in community, and ultimately, they have an authentic relationship with their God.
The piece that Celebration Place plays is that it begins that pre-covery for our boys. One of the things we talk a lot about in our marriage is we want to drive that stake in the ground that from this generation on, our family will seek the Lord.
Well, I think that video was a great look into what Celebration Place is. Now, it is a 52-week program, just like CR, and it will mirror the teaching schedule that we use in Celebrate Recovery. So what that means is that while the adults are exploring topics like denial or forgiveness, the children are also going over those same topics, but in an age-appropriate way. Bear with me, I have notes here. Okay. Now, Celebration Place is for children ages 5 through 13. Our hope is that as our Celebrate Recovery ministry grows, that we would be able to offer Celebration Place alongside of it for the children of parents who are coming in. Now, you did hear him say a pre-recovery program. It is referred to as pre-recovery for these children, and the goal is to partner with the parents to help break that cycle of dysfunction that's in the home and in the family. The lessons are designed to give children the truths that help them avoid the cycles of hurt, habits, and hang-ups. It gives them ways to draw closer to Jesus during challenging times, language and experience to understand what's happening in their homes, and friendships with other children who are experiencing the same thing. Celebration Place allows the children to experience the love of Jesus as they learn to how to love themselves, and while they grow in their own relationship with God. They also learn healthy coping skills for life's tough issues, which is a good, it can be generational when you're going through things like this, and just breaking that cycle of dysfunction and learning how to handle it. Plus, when parents are struggling with issues in the home, children, as much as you think they're unaware, they are very aware of what's going on. They know when something's off. I believe that childhood is really a time where many of our core beliefs are planted, and we believe that the hope and healing that can only be found in Jesus Christ needs to be planted, a planted belief in these children. And we can do that with Celebration Place. But with that, I will hand it over to Ed.
In the fall, we're planning on having a welcome home for veterans that will play off of Celebrate Recovery, too. And I neglected to mention, when we go to small groups, we divide between men and women, so you don't have to worry about the gender problem. Okay. And if I could say anything to encourage you, get along with your Lord, examine yourself honestly, and I'll bet you can see that you need to come to CR. Now, thank you guys for coming up here, my brave troops. You can tear those signs up now. That's what it's all about. Pastor Doug, I think you're up.
Well, let's give him a real hand clap. Yeah. I think that's... Hey, thanks for stopping by. This is Pastor Doug. I hope this message helps you grow in your faith and in your relationship with Jesus Christ. But not only that, I hope this podcast becomes a practical way by where your faith not only impacts your life, but the lives of those around you and your community and even your nation. We'd love to see you in one of our services, and here's Will to tell you about local service times and locations. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks, Pastor Doug. Living Hope Church is located at 352 Charles Hoke Road in Whitney, Pennsylvania, across from the post office. Our services begin Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., and childcare is provided. For more information, check us out on the web at www.hopealive.net. You can send us your prayer requests and comments to podcast@hopealive.net. Until next time, God bless you from Living Hope Church.